Thank you for tuning in for another episode of Free Writer, the podcast where I not only work to help the writer that I was many years ago to shed their lack of confidence that much sooner so that they can get to the work of their passions. Today's episode is going to be all encompassing, and I think that no matter where you fall on this spectrum of type of creator, that you'll be able to identify with this very uniquely, because as writers, we are a unique bunch with personality characteristics that require certain things. So without further ado, let's talk about what it's like to be a writer in a social media world. We writers have a lot of confrontations to make, both with ourselves and with the world at large, simply because we prefer to coexist inside of the worlds of our imaginations. I think that plenty of us, if we could live out our lives only existing within the realms of creative imagination, you know, just doing those things from a day-to-day basis that just feel right. I think that we would prefer to exist that way. But what we find out all too soon is that when we create our work, when we write our books, when we do whatever you do as a creative person, that our creativity is limited. And unfortunately, that limiting, we're doing it to ourselves. We think, okay, wow, I finished writing my story, and now it's time for me to put on this hat, this, you know, business executive who knows how to read trend reports, and this researcher who knows how to compile stats and then to, you know, draw, you know, variances and probabilities and averages. And then we have to become whatever else you need to become to get your book out there. Oh, the M word, the marketer. And that brings me to the topic of discussion right now. And that is existing in a world, a social media world as a writer. For those of a certain lifespan, social media has always been a part of your life. For those of a certain age, cell phones and internet has always been a thing. So it's very difficult to understand that these are new iterations of things that human beings have voluntarily chosen to weave into their day-to-day lives. I'm going to sound all boomer-esque with this, but we had a life before the internet. We had a life before cell phones. And to not be crippled by nostalgia at this phase, I am just going to say that just because social media has the presence and has the popularity and has the expansion that it has, does not mean that anybody asked you if that's what you wanted to do. Doesn't it seem like at a certain point when Facebook and all these different popular things came on the scene, doesn't it seem like they just took over in a way where it almost felt like it wasn't optional? Like if you confess that, hey, don't have a Facebook account, that you had to feel like some kind of a leper. And it wasn't really a something that you were doing to yourself. People were looking at you like you had an eye smack dab in the middle of your forehead. Like, what do you mean you don't have a Twitter handle? Or what do you mean you don't have Insta? And what do you mean you ain't on TikTok? You know, these things have never been, you have never been asked if you want your life to require getting on Twitter and making some kind of a political position, getting virtual, you know, brownie points and back rubs in order to feel like a whole human being. And I know there are those that say, well, wait a minute, you're doing a podcast, so that's social media. And I'd like to say, no, the fuck it isn't, because podcasts and podcast listeners are a unique bunch as well. And I understand perfectly why this medium of, let's say, marketing, I guess you could say, fits so well with me. And that's because there is no engagement with podcasts. In this episode, I can ask you to answer a question at the end of this episode, a poll, and nobody's going to answer it. And I don't say that from a bitter place. It's just the name of the game. It's just the way it works around here. Podcasts and podcast listeners have completely different aesthetics and intentions, and going back and forth with you in comments and, you know, engaging with the podcaster is just not something that most podcasters are experiencing. It's very difficult to gain engagement with your audience. I probably have, I don't know, anywhere between 1% and 5% engagement with my audience, which by now on Freerider is impressive to me, my audience size, but the engagement is a blip on the radar. What am I saying? I'm saying this. If you have ever been tempted, or you are right now, tweeting, and I know it's called X now, but Twitter and tweet rolls off the tongue so good that I'm just not going to do X, y'all. I'm not saying X. So the fact checkers, go ahead and keep fact checking. But you know what I mean when I say Twitter, just like you know what I mean when I say Facebook. I'm not saying Meta, because, you know. So if you find yourself on a social media platform and it feels like it's something you are being compelled to do. What do I mean by compelled? I mean, if it feels like you're doing it because you ought to do it. If it feels like you're doing it because this is what authors have to do in order to get their books in front of their readers, I am here to tell you, and understand that when I say tell you, I'm telling myself. A lot of these, probably every episode I've ever uploaded onto this podcast, is either a conclusion or a working theory that I've had to come to personally. I don't say these things just to anyone in isolation. I'm saying it to myself at the same time. And I'd like to share these things with you because in this day and time, we are so dazzled by these fucking people on the internet who eat, breathe, sleep, eat, you know, they are human, living, breathing, human beings with problems, with few solutions, with struggles, with few victories, just like you are. And everything at the end of the day feels like a marketing pitch, and it just makes you want to pull your hair out. Nevertheless, this is the world we find ourselves in. If you are anywhere on social media, I'm not saying, hey, don't do Twitter. Hey, don't go to Facebook. Hey, don't go to this site, don't go to that site, don't have a video, you know, presentation to your platform. Don't do any of that. I'm saying this. You are a creative human being who is trying to make your way the creative way. You are trying to offer your life work. You don't just write books because it's good therapy. Now, that may be tangential. That may be a byproduct of you doing what you're doing as your passion. But you're not doing this just to woo-sigh at the end of the night. You're doing this so that you can share it with the world. And whatever segment of the world finds value in that will put their money where their mouth is. Have you ever had a product come across your vision and they didn't even have to sell it to you? It was like, can you just please sign me up for everything you got because I want all of it? This is the type of marketing that I think benefits the free writer most. This is why when you are a free writer, you are going to benefit so much so when you find your audience that you will not feel this impetus to go out here, shuck, jive, and twerk on Twitter in order to make a living. We all look forward to that day where we can claim we've got some automation going on. You know, the people that get online and say stuff like, make money in your sleep. Go to the Bahamas and make six figures while frolicking on the beach with your loved one. We look forward to the day where people will say, hey, you, author, please write part two of that. Money is not even a factor. I have already decided what I'm going to do with you. And that is, I'm going to read every damn thing you've ever written. I have done that to myself, discovering an independent author who doesn't have a catalog that can accept my level of, you know, stalking. And I've sat there and consumed all this person's stuff, every single drop of it. And the little $2.99 or the $5.99 that they probably stressed about, oh my God, is this too much? Oh man, you know, Tom Clancy, he asks for this much for a book. How could I? That was never a factor, because when you find your jam, there is nothing anybody can do to keep you from getting what you want. What you want as a free writer is you want to be free. You want to be free to create whatever your fancy is, whatever that fancy, whatever direction you want to go with your writing, you go that direction. And then along the way, like a lint roller, you pick people up and they will go all the way with you. And it happens that we're in such a medium that it is not out of the question that you could gain a readership that has five or six, you know, figures. You could absolutely gain a readership that's bigger than anything you could have ever imagined. But it has to be your way. And I've come to the position that my way means my way. My way means my way across the board, from writing without rules, from editing as if I'm a human being and not AI. You know, they have their suggestions, but as the person who's writing the book, who understands the voice, the tone, the structure that I want, my edit is final. Now, I'm not going to roll out there and misspell words that are well established, you know, to have actual spellings. I'm not talking about proofreading here, but I am talking about structure, dialogue, word usage. There are times where you have to say, okay, Grammarly, I know what the hell I was trying to say. Thanks very much. And you ain't got to add it to your dictionary because this is the way this story is. And I don't give a damn. I'm not going to help your AI figure out the way that human beings talk. If y'all want me to drop y'all $8 a month to do what. If you take your time on Grammarly and you notice those little yellow underlines that they give you. Come on, we all use Grammarly. See, these are the things that, you know, T-writers are not going to sit there and say, oh, yeah, y'all, you know, y'all know how when I use Grammarly. Okay, so when you go on Grammarly, oh, well, how the hell am I going to be able to learn how to edit my work? And I can't even really, you know, subscribe to this because it's the subscription that's going to tell me all this. Look, after you've been writing for a certain amount of time, every single last solitary one of those fucking annoying yellow lines that still exist after they tell you your shit's 99%, you can edit them yourself. And according to Grammarly standard, you will be good in editing. Your work will be 100%. Ain't no problems here. And that makes you feel good. And if that's what you're after, you can do all that yourself. No subscription necessary. Now, you're going to have to take time to go back and do that. But after you've been writing for a while, you can tell what you need to do, whether it's a grammatical issue that you can get to the bottom of, or if you need to scale it back, simplify it, and break it down into segments to the point where now you don't have any problems with this particular passage. Whether it's covering my books, I am going to do that my way. What does that mean? That means that I am not going to go out there and find Steven Spielberg's trailer designer to do my book. I'm not going to go on Amazon or the Google Play Store and say, oh, my God, I just cannot compete with having whoever, you know, the hottest folks are on my cover. I can't do that. And I don't know about you guys, but I've been noticing that a lot of big names, baby, I don't know if they got dropped by their graphic designers, but you can't do anything with people like us and we not notice it. And because I'm talking about me, you can't do nothing without me noticing it. And I've noticed some big names. I write love stories, aka romance. And I've noticed that they've been scaling back on their book covers. I don't know if they are dropping, firing, getting fired, or getting dropped by their graphic designers, but their covers are looking more and more like stuff I can do. And baby, if I can do your cover, and your ass is on the New York Times bestselling list, then I think that New York Times bestseller list is more BS than I thought. Why? Because who are these people to look up to if a person that I could, if I can go and make my cover look better than yours, then everything else is feasible. Everything else is doable. And then when it comes to marketing, we all know that marketing is like, you know, that's what marketing is like. What I just did, it's a sigh of insatisfaction is what marketing is, because it's not an exact science. That any, whoever is out here telling you that marketing is an exact science, there is a price tag attached to it that your ass can't afford. So then what are you actually saying with this marketing? Are you saying you're going to market me the market, which is okay, but after I sign up for this course, if I'm not able to get on the New York Times bestseller list and now I'm not free, well, what the hell did your course offer me for real, other than you an opportunity to make money, which is fine, but it's like this. Tweeting about my books is just not my style. That is not something that I want to have to do. Why? Because even if you did use that platform to do that, or any other similar platform, I don't want to just pick on Twitter, but if you used or are using those types of things, you're going to find that after a while, you feel like you on a hamster wheel. You just feel like you got to pump out content. Why do you think that Free Writer does not upload an episode every day? There is no need for me to upload an episode every day. There are those who might want to hear from me more. And if I am led in that direction to upload for a spate of time, you know, every day or every other day, I would do that. But I think that people can smell inauthenticity. I think people can tell when you're just phoning it in. I think that people can tell when you're playing a numbers game where it's just like more is more is more is more is more is more. There is nothing wrong with you prioritizing the quality, not only the quality of your work, but the quality of your life. There is a reason why I say my writing life and not my writing career, because your career is just one subsection of your life. Your writing life means everything. I think about, create, execute, design, and all that stuff on my stories. All it is interwoven into the very fabric of everything I do in my life. Every part of me contributes to the work that I do. And having my precious work on some site alongside a picture of an orangutan with some weird political caption that I'm supposed to like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm supposed to share, I'm supposed to retweet this. And then these are the things that sit alongside my work. And it's not that that's inferior. If that's what you're out there after, go get it. Laugh, giggle, hee hee, ha ha. We all have our respites, our escapes. And this is not me pooing on those things. This is me saying this. If somebody told you that you need to sign up and you need to get on this website because it's going to promise you some reader engagement, it's going to promise you to grow your, you know, email list, it's going to promise to grow your subscribers, and now you're going to be able to engage, I want you to research that before you jump in. I'm a jump in kind of girl, so I have to learn most of my stuff the hard way. Don't learn your stuff the hard way. Don't be afraid to get the other side of the coin when it comes to these websites. Because I don't know about you, but the second that I look at Twitter and, you know, all these different little places like that, you start to feel small. And not in a, you know, in a DSM-5 type of way. I'm just saying, you start to ask yourself, well, you know, what difference is it going to make for my little granule of sand to drop on the beach? At this point, on this beach, why in the world is it necessary for me to add my little granule? Because that is all you are. I'm not going to name the site, but I recently plunged headfirst into one of these sites. And I had an account for about 24 hours before I took all that shit down. Why? Because my work was sat next to a post about how Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's write up on some player or something is this or that. And I thought to myself, Now, the promise of this site was to grow my, you know, reader base and engagement and, oh my God, newsletters and all this kind of stuff. And that was all right, but did that environment match anything about my aesthetic? The answer is no. I found myself where, you know, this site is touted as not being social media, but is social media, because as soon as I went in there, I found myself unsubscribing and unfollowing, you know, those sites that want to, you know, make you follow people immediately. You know, it's like, okay, no, I need to curate what's in my feed, which I need nothing. Like, I don't want all that clutter. I don't need you to suggest no reading to me, no stories, no funny, you know, people to look at. I do not want all of that. I want to go in here. I want to offer or to, you know, do what I signed up to do. I want to be able to come and approach it the way that I seriously approach any of my other endeavors. But what I soon found was that I was going to have to ignore, you know what I'm saying? Like, in the peripheral of what I was trying to do, I was going to have to ignore 90% of a bunch of just madness going on around me. And that sent me like, wow, why would a person end up on this site and say to themselves, wow, I am just dying to read the next T.A. Walker installment. So let me hurry up and get to her page while I am being distracted by orangutans and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and, you know, writers that I ain't even know Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was a writer. You know what I'm saying? Like, really? Seriously? I mean, come on. What I need is my environment, is a place where I can be simplistic. I can be free to be me. And so that is what I am after in every section or subcategory of this writing thing, in every phase. So as far as the writing process is concerned as a whole, you know, writing my book from the beginning of the book all the way to the back cover and all the goodness that comes in between that, I'm at peace with that. I know my way around with that. Let's just put it like that. Because as I evolve and grow, however that changes, I'm here for it. But when it comes to marketing, I don't know that I can say I'm free, y'all. I guess I am free, baby, because I'm working for free or something. But I'm not free in the sense of my process while I'm marketing, that I have found things that are actually working for me. And I don't mean working like my bottom line, which is always dollars and cents for everybody. We all need to make a living, and I encourage it. And we need to have other avenues for that, because I've already gone through how you got to have, you know, some other alternatives for your income, because the exceptions are the ones raking the money in, not the rule. And you don't have to feel any level of self-deprecation when it comes to exceptions. Because the way I think about exceptions when it comes to the writing world are a few, there are a few facts that I think a lot of people are very hesitant to admit. And that is that when it comes to exceptional performance in the writing world, that's going to land you a publisher's clearinghouse size check. It's all about timing. Timing is the first thing. Nothing is ever going to reign supreme over timing. And I think a lot of writers and plenty of other people in different industries are victims of timing. And they're not really being as transparent about that as they possibly could. I mean, if you invest at the right time and you make a bounty and you're able to sell stocks back and you're able to rake it in, it's all about timing. It ain't got a damn thing to do with, oh, how did you write that book? How do you come up with your, how do you come up with your stories? It's like, you know what? Okay, yeah, we all have an imagination, but when you get through talking, the reason why somebody like, you know, basically fan fictioners, which is nothing wrong with that, but the reason why the popular ones of our day and age in the romance genre took off the way they did was for timing purposes. For one reason or another, all the ladies who was consuming that content loved the idea of being bound and gagged and BDSM'd to the point that it took off. And even if you weren't that author that had overnight sensational success, if you were able to get in on that wave at the beginning of that wave, you were able to realize some very similar metrics when it comes to readership and maybe even royalties. But if your ass got in, if you trying to be a dominatrix BSMer today, you're probably not going to have that same level of success because it was trending. So do not get caught up in the whole, oh my God, I am just not the exception, so I just should quit. No. Because the wonderful thing about timing is this. Timing can still work for you. Why? Because when you find your people, it is your time. That's it. Now, when something is trending, that is a multiplier to your time. If something is trending and is your time, OMG. But we all, each author, the Chawn Stantons of the world, the Jessica Cushmans of the world, the Keith Hedgers of the world, we all have our timing. And when that timing comes, there's absolutely nothing anybody can say or do about it. So where does that leave us? Us free writers who are like, you know what? Yeah, you're right. You're right. I am up here making videos and stuff, and I don't really want to do this. What I want to do is just write the fucking book. I just want to write my books, produce my books, share my books. I understand that I'm not going to be raking the dough in like, you know, Scrooge McDuck. But when I find my folks, that would be nice. And then maybe one day I might not have to go to a job that I want to, you know, where I want to slap everybody before lunch. I may not have to do that one day if I can just find my folks. Or they can find me. Either way, it don't even matter. It don't matter which way they go. Whether they find you or you find them, it doesn't matter. But what does matter is the way you do it. And up there on Twitter with your post next to an orangutan where they're talking about something political that has absolutely nothing. It's not even in the realm of stuff you want to be talking about, thinking about while you're trying to contribute so that you can get people to you. Those are the things that you need to free yourself from. So if you're on Instagram and you're like, oh my God, I'm on Instagram. I got all my books up there and nobody's really on Instagram yet. You know, XYZ told me I need an Instagram because I'm stupid to not do it. It's free. It's free advertising and all that stuff. And that's okay. That's cool. But if you're seeing absolutely no traction and it gives you a feeling of acute anxiety to have to deal with it every day, you know, the freaking factory level, you know, creation where at a certain point with the content, you just feel like you just, you know, because the reason why I hesitate to call myself a content creator is because just that. I don't want to create content. Is okay. And I guess everything is content if you think about it. But just creating content for the sake of creating content, that is not what I do. I ain't no damn influencer. I ain't trying to make people think that life is anything that it ain't. I ain't trying to get no envy. I do not gather my self-worth by stats and statistics. Yet I find myself sucked into that vortex, obsessing over it. You know what I'm saying? To a certain degree, like, oh my God, how many, you know, new listeners do I have now? Oh my gosh, why did I lose some? Oh man, why did this person give me this many stars? I do not want to live that quiet. First of all, that's not quality, let alone a life. I remember life where we were not judging ourselves based off how many fucking stars we have. A bad review didn't fuck my day up. I didn't feel like I had to twerk online in order to get people over to me. I wasn't tempted to expose myself, tell everybody my blood type, sell my birth certificate, you know, take them to my, you know. I don't have to sell my soul in order to get a fucking like, in order to get someone to give me a chance. I'll let the work speak for itself. Thank you very much. And if you don't like mine, you can kick rocks with no socks and no offense to you. But it's plenty more for you to go out there and find. And if you just have to give me a little pardon message, give me your pardon message. But when you get through with that, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. Because I understand that this is a process. And growth is what I'm after. So if you notice from book one to book 25, I've gotten better. I'm supposed to get better. But that's not the way the tea writer world has it. You're supposed to be like Shakespeare or whoever the top person is. You got to be that book one. And it's got to be a consistency, a constancy. First of all, that's not a human being. Who you know is born 25 and stays 25 until they die. The free writer process welcomes you being a person. It welcomes your first book not being as good as your last book, which is subjective anyway. But hey, because what you're going to find is the book you think You was jamming on the ones you think, like the books I write now, I think, oh, wow, yeah, I finally know what I'm doing now. It's the early ones that people are all the way on top of. And it's like, wow, I'm a little scared to engage with that because I don't even know how to write like that anymore. But the bottom line is that it is up to them to garner the worth from your work. And it is up to you to provide that worth. Now, how they siphon it out of your work is their business. It's not your business. But these different avenues of marketing that you're attempting to use that you don't like, stop doing them if you don't like them. And get creative. Get creative. This is a longer episode, so kick back, wash dishes, clean the house, you know, do whatever you need to do, because I'm not short-winded on this. This one, it resonates. It's resonating with not just me today. Because we're all doing things we do not want to be doing. We have our work lying dormant on sites and stuff that we don't even want our work out there. So one of my first bits of advice, clean up. Just like you clean up your house sometimes, you know. Clean up your online, what can I say? Wherever your work is online, clean it up. If you have a defunct blog now that you know you ain't trying to, you're like, oh, I need to keep this because you just never know. You know, if you ain't touched it since 2022, go on that website and delete your damn blog. Why? Because that's just not what you want to be doing. First of all, when I think about blogging, it gives me a certain level of trepidation. Why? Because A, blogging is dead. Okay. Number two, because there is nothing more torturous for me to think about than, wait a minute, let me get this straight. Not only do I have to write books, which is what I do voluntarily, no guns to my head, I'm okay with that. But hold on, I have to write blog posts every day so that you can what? Believe I'm a writer, like my writing, think I'm smart, I'm intelligent, save a quote so you can retweet it. Why the fuck? I look at blogging for fictional writers. I'm not talking about you non-fictioners, which are a peculiar bunch. You guys are peculiar. And I think that a lot of us writers, free writers, unfortunately, we're listening to a lot of things you non-fiction writers are saying, and we need to passionately ignore y'all asses. Why? Because y'all don't do the same thing we do. Y'all just don't. You don't. You don't. You don't. You don't. You don't. Non-fictional writers take their digital notebooks, compile it, smush it, maybe proofread it, and y'all publish that. I do not publish my damn notes and shit. That is not what I do. That's not what I do. I create fictional stories. The same stuff you told your little cousin and stuff at bedtime when he was little, or your child when they were little preschoolers, and you just made up something. You just made the shit up. That's what I do. Writing a book about how you could be productive before 5 a.m. and shit, that is not my realm. But these are the people we're taking the advice from. I don't want no damn advice from people like that. Because y'all not writing books the way that I write a book. My book is meant to give you escape from the productivity gurus. I want to give you a mental break from all that shit. I want to give you a break from not measuring up for 24 hours a day. And the fact that we willfully give ourselves over to a 24-hour cycle of measuring our worth against other people who have arguable ethics and morality as it relates to our own is amazing to me. We're all guilty of it. This is not to browbeat you. This is to free me. This is to free me. I am tired of that. I'm also tired of using the exact same processes that those people are using because they say I have to use them in order to have success, when the reality is, okay, I'm doing what y'all saying I gotta do, but I'm not getting anywhere. Y'all still at the top of the heap. And this is not, oh, you just jealous. No, it's not that. It's that, you know what? When you're a tattooed up fuck boy who loves skateboards and smoking weed, Instagram is perfect for you. TikTok is good for you to derobe, take your damn shirt off in your living room, dance to a, you know, Lil Nas song or something. That is what TikTok is for. TikTok ain't for people like you. The book you writing right now, who you think they gonna look at? The fuck boy who's got tats from his eyes to his toes? Who's gonna be the bigger draw? Him or you writing your space trilogy, your epic space saga? Who the fuck? Who do you think TikTokers are going to be retalking? What the fuck do you do on TikTok, y'all? Share the tics, whatever it is. Who do you think that shit's for? That's visual. And yes, you got a visual in a book cover, which makes us feel like, oh, if I go to Instagram and I put my, you know, book on there, and if it's got a great cover, people are going to want to read. Not if you don't read. Not if you don't read. People who do not read do not give a good goddamn what your cover looks like. Because books are kryptonite to them. And this is not denigrating them, because we're in a visual world. Why read when you have audiobooks? This is why you got to find your folks. This is why this is niche. And the better you find yourself, the more you can construct your groove so that it fits your ass perfectly, the better. Because trying to do anybody else's thing is just not going to work for you. And then you got YouTube. YouTube is for, you know, the oversharers of our world. You ain't trying to let nobody know where the fuck you stay. You don't want people reverse searching your ass online, figuring out where you live so they can dox you because you done said something that they don't like. How long do you think Free Rider is going to last on a platform like YouTube? I say controversial shit that I don't even understand might be as controversial. You know, algorithms do not like people like me. And then you got Twitter. That's for you to send out a punchy, usually political motivated couple of lines to just annoy people. Or maybe you can rally your echo chamber. But realistically, whether you're rallying an echo chamber or you're trying to, you know, be funny, what's funny about you trying to earn an honest, respectable living with your writing? What's funny about that? Does that mean you have to turn your humor off? No, absolutely not. But the orangutans that were standing next to what I was trying to create in order to present my work in a different format just wasn't working. Because there was no reason on earth anybody would not choose the orangutans over mine. Any other site that you can think of that's social media, whether it's light or full-blown social media, it doesn't matter. You have to have a level of comfortability with that, where you're okay with it. If you are a fuckboy writer who's got tattoos, a nice body, and loves to listen to Nas X, and you dance in your bedroom, but you happen to write books, you are going to be a best-selling author. And it's okay for you to be a fuckboy or whatever. You can do that. It's okay for you to do that. But you have to actually meet the parameters of what those sites typically entail. The sites that usually have people who are succeeding, they all have us. It's all the same. How many videos are you going to watch of a person with the succulent, with the white background, with the, you know, the candle lit in the back, with the, you know, the filter over their screen, making their makeup look perfect, and, you know, with them bullet journaling with a perfect manicure and looking like they've got their life together, when the reality is the camera goes off and they step into the other section of their house, which looks like a regular house like everybody else. The bottom line, your work needs to have processes that match you, not what somebody else told you. And because of that, you're going to need to create processes that are environments where you can flourish. You need to remove the stigmas that you have around certain things, feeling that they can't work. So, for instance, we've gotten away from human to human contact. We prefer, you know, these automated systems of things because we think it makes our lives more efficient, when I don't know that I need that the human being needed to be made any more efficient than it already is. Human beings are quite efficient without all this AI and all this other stuff. Those things are fun to play with, but is it really making our life more quality, or is it more of a distraction from the things that actually matter? So as a writer, you're going to have different values, different things that matter to you. Perhaps you want to control the environment as much as you possibly can. So for instance, whatever site or website you want to be a part of, you need to be able to have at least the control to do what you do in as simplistic or as complicated a fashion as you can. And when it comes to simplicity, I champion the free websites. I do. Because I don't think it makes sense. It's not prudent, in my opinion, that if you're trying to gather your folks, your tribe, your niche of readers, why should you be having to pay, you know, $1,000 a month for a damn website right now? I mean, we all have a certain perspective on that. We think, oh yeah, free is cool until you can do better, then I have to do better. Or free is cool, I've been doing this for a year, but now I think it's a new year, I need to pay for this now, because only if they see, you know, this.com do they know I'm serious. But it's about the quality. And if your work is quality, or if your authenticity is undeniable, then it does not matter what type of website you use. And I recommend you use something completely 100% free, because since you're a free writer, you need to use tools in the best possible way. But wait a minute, if I use a free website, I can't put these zoos and these wham whams up on my site because I need to look special. I like these different colors. People need to come on my site and they need to do this. And I think that's fine. That's all well and that's all good. But what's the point of having a $1 million website when you ain't making no money writing? And this is not to make you feel bad, but it's like this. If I'm barely eking out royalties on Amazon, I am going to have pride about that free website that I have. And anybody that has an issue with the fact that it's .weebly or whatever the free ones are, anybody who has an issue with that, that's a per. Anybody that's like, ugh, thou art not go to that website because it has .weebly. Oh, they are lesser than. I mean, come on. I am the type of person that simplicity is always going to be my default. Simplify it is my preference. So even if I can't go hard on something, I still want to roll it back and ration it out, baby. Because I don't want to be doing too much to the point that it gets so gaudy. There's a fine line between more and gaudy. And I don't ever want to be gaudy if I can help it. Now, sometimes you're just doing it because you want to do that. But when it comes to, okay, T.A. Walker, I need a website. I Yes, you're right. You don't need to do what everybody else is telling you to do. But I think that that one bit of advice is sound. And I would agree with you. Because as an author or a writer, whatever you call yourself, you need an environment that you can coexist in and that you can offer your people who visit your site what they need to know. Whatever that is. I'm not going to dictate that. And yes, you need a place to go. And what's wrong with going with sharing a free site with a person? It doesn't matter that it's .1234industrialtechlane.com. It doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be a link that you hope a person will bookmark. Who the fuck? Nobody has to put in. You ain't got to type in nothing if you don't want to. This person should want to come regularly or however often you do that. Or from a professional, you know, I try to not to say professional standpoint, because so many people who say they are professionals act precisely opposite that. But from a business perspective, I guess, you are going to want to have a hub. You're going to want to have a home for your work. And as wonderful a fantasy as this is, Amazon ain't your home. I look at Amazon more like a resume at this point. You know what I'm saying? If you want to know what I do, baby, go to Amazon. I go to Amazon. What books have you written? Go. You can go to Amazon. You can find all of my published work there. And you can thumb through that. And you can be like, oh, wow, you really do? Yeah. And then you walk away and don't read the book. So how amazed were you? Nevertheless, I agree with you. A hub or a home, because plenty of us produce ebooks. And with Amazon's print on demand, it's unrivaled. And when something else comes along, I guess I'd be on top of that. But right now I'm on top of this. And I don't see there's an issue with that. I don't see any issue with that. I'm not giving you my seal of approval. I'm giving it to myself. Because yes, T.A. Walker is going to have a dot industrial tech, this a long ass end of your website.com name. Yep. Because I've tried it the other ways. You know, the ones where you pay and then you construct a website on your own. And it's like, oh my God, this is not even close to being as easy as that person is. For me, a simple template that'll just give me a few bips and bops around here where you can just see what the hell I'm doing. Because at the end of the day, any work that supersedes your creative work, in my opinion, needs to either go or it needs to be scaled way back. When content creation starts to feel like my job, I've got some other things I need to do. Now, if content creator is your job, if you do have a side hustle that you're doing and content creation is literally that job, I'm not hating on that. I am a writer, though. And the metric that I use to whip myself back on course is always to ask myself, wait a minute, am I spending more time worrying about what the fucking productivity gurus think, or am I writing my damn book? Am I thinking more about how to write the book than I am writing the book? Because when you get through with all of that, your style is never going to be weaker. Your style is always going to be stronger than any advice you get, period. And when your style is ready to embrace, or, you know, when you organically come to a place where now you can master going to Grammarly and Grammarly in the damn thing, your damn self, without buying their whack ass program, then you'll be able to do that. And nobody will have to come in and expose nothing for you. You won't have to sign up for nothing. You won't have to buy a damn thing except what you want. Authors are the only people I can, well, let's say this. Authors are the places where I find myself throwing my money the most. Why? Because I enjoy reading. And when I find stories that I love, the price is not an option. It doesn't matter. So having a hub, having a place where you can do you, an environment where you can give people updates about what you're doing. If you want to blog, go ahead and blog. If you want to do all of that, fine. But just make sure it's your idea and there isn't that pressure of just pumping out this content that's got to sit alongside incongruent topics. On your website, you don't have to worry about that. All your blog posts, all your announcements, all of your whatevers sit next to each other in an environment that welcomes itself. And your folks will be able to come and get nothing but your specific section of the internet world, I suppose. And I just cannot emphasize enough, do not hate or look down on. And when I say hate on, I don't mean in a SJW kind of way. I just mean, you know what? Don't count that out for yourself. That, you know what? A free website makes the most sense for me because guess what? This is not another bill. Who is in the mood to add another bill? I have never in my life said, you know what? Today I need to create more bills. If anything, I'm trying to minimize the bills. Pay the bills off, you know, not create them. And these things complement your writing. So why you got to be paying all these different things when you can be, if you're going to devote some money, at least devote it to the thing that's the most important to you. And I suspect that if you're on this website or you're on this podcast, it's the writing. And in my philosophy, you ain't even got to have no money for that. Because my thing is this. Until y'all start paying me, and I don't mean y'all like my listeners, but you know what I'm saying. You know, you rise to that occasion. And when people are like, oh my God, I need book two. Can you write book two? Oh my God, I can't wait for it. You rise to that occasion, especially if you already planned on it. But now that your audience is, you know, echoing your sentiments back to you, now you can go in there, you can start delivering. So don't hate on a free website if you need to get a free website. And I'm saying this to myself, baby. I have gone the paid route. I have gone the orangutan route where everybody and their mama is in the same place, all twerking at the same time. It's like, come on now. Like, really, what makes you special? Nothing. So go to your own place. Go have your own domain and don't worry about what the suffix is on the end. You produce quality and you can have any suffix you want. Why? Because soon as Elon Musk goes out there and says, oh, I got a Weebly site because I'm trying to champion for the little man, everybody and their mama is gonna have a Weebly website all of a sudden. Why? Because it's all about perception. And the second that your perception changes in this regard, the better. And don't ever worry about it. So me personally, you're going to see soon in my show notes that I am going to share my website. And let me tell you what you're going to get when you come to my website. You're going to get my honesty. You're going to get me as a writer. I ain't going to be selling, you know, my damn stats on my blood type and all that kind of stuff. I ain't going to be oversharing. I ain't going to be twerking. I ain't going to be doing that. But I am going to be giving a pleasant place for my art or my creation to live. I'm going to create a home for my work. And I don't think that creating a home for my work and actually wanting to share it with people who will want to pay to read it, that is not a tough ask. I don't think that I should have to sell a part of me to do that. I am selling. I created a product already. I am not for sale. And the day that I become for sale, I guess I'm going to be on TikTok, y'all. TikTok and it's working. But for now, I think I'm okay with being a free writer. And I hope that you're okay with being a free writer. And when and if I ever ask you, hey, would you like to sign up for my email list? You understand that it's not born out of, oh, you try, here you go, you on the marketing train. No. Email has been around for a while. And at this point, although, you know, there are those who could remember when that wasn't really popping like that. It is more grounded, and it just feels better than all this Instagram, DM, sliding into DMs, and ooh, we got a live stream and let's dox her and all this stuff. No way, Jose. There's a fine line between sharing your work and oversharing your life. Nobody is privy to that, because if they were, they'd be living in that damn house with you. And if that's what you want, go for it. But I suspect it's not. You already got the folks you want in your house. So nobody else needs to do that. But what you do offer is welcome to everyone. And in my opinion, that is the only exposure that I'm after.